Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio program being sponsored to you by the Independence Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you might receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Psalms 1. That is the first division of Psalms, and we'd like to study this morning some of the things concerning this psalm. While you're turning there, we do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We're located in Forest Hill, Missouri, 124 South Main Street, and we would really love for you to come and be with us and worship the Lord with us today. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and then our regular preaching service begins today about 11 o'clock. And so we would like for you to come to both of these services if you can. If it's so that you cannot come to both of those services, we do invite you to come to either one that you can. Tonight's services are at 4 o'clock, and so we meet there to worship the Lord. We invite you to come. And then on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we meet once again in the house of the Lord to worship Him. And so we invite you to come to these services today, and also our midweek Bible study on Wednesday night. In the book of Psalms 1, let's read this psalm because it's a very, very instructive reading. The Bible says in Psalms 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." There's three things we would like to notice concerning this psalm today. Number one is, what are the three steps to destruction? Number two, what are the four things the believer receives because he meditates in the law of God? And number three, what are the three things the ungodly receive? Now, first of all, notice, what are the three steps to destruction? And the Bible said here in verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Notice in verse 1, there are three steps to destruction. Number one, the first step is to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. The second step is to stand in the way of sinners. And the third step is to sit in the seat of the scornful. We'll notice, first of all, the position that these people are in. You'll notice that there is a walking in the counsel of the ungodly. That is, the person is standing upright and they're moving forward, all right, but they're moving in the wrong direction. And then there is a standing in the way of sinners. So the person now, he has walked in the counsel of the ungodly, but now he's stopped, and he is now standing in the way of sinners. Not only is he standing with them, but he's standing in such a way that other people that desire to find righteousness cannot do it. And then the Bible gives the third position, that is, they're sitting in the seat of the scornful. And so now the person, you know, they used to, they would walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and then they began to stand in the way of sinners, and now they've just sit down, and there they're sitting in the seat of the scornful. Notice also here the progression. Not only should we notice the position of these people, but we should also notice their progression. First of all, they walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And so if they're walking in their counsel, it means that they didn't know really which way to go. And so they begin to reach out and to find from some source what they should do in their lives or how they should live, what they should do, where they should go, how they should think, and all of this kind of thing. The Bible says that they take the wrong advice, that they began to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And so it is today that there's many that are walking in the counsel of the ungodly. They do not understand really what they ought to do, how they ought to live, where they ought to go, how they ought to think, how they ought to dress, and all the things about it, instead of looking in the Word of God to find out what God says. They begin to follow the experts of the day. And by following the experts of the day, they begin gradually to stop all forward progress. Notice the Bible says the next thing that happens as far as their progress is concerned, they begin to stand in the way of the sinners. Now, this standing in the way of sinners means two things. They're just standing there with all the sinners. They are there with all the people of all the world. And they're standing with them. You know, it's a very evident fact today that it's very, very difficult to tell from the outward actions of some people whether they are saved or not. It is very difficult to tell by the places that some people go, by the way they talk, by the jokes they tell, by their frequentness in attending the house of God, it's very difficult to tell whether they're saved or not. Some people say they're saved, and they would never read their Bibles at home. Sometimes the only Bible reading that some folks get is what they get when they go to church and the preacher opens up the Bible and reads it to them. Sometimes that's the only Bible reading that they get. Sometimes the only time that people feel a need for prayer is a time when God puts them in much trouble and in much trial, and he breaks them down and puts some of their loved ones, or maybe them, in the hospital. And then that person will feel a need to pray. Yes, you see, they've gone so far, and then they just simply stop. They're standing in the way of sinners. Not only are they standing where sinners are standing, but these same people are standing in the progressive forward movement of other people that want to find Jesus Christ. And I know that it's so in my life. I know that it's so in yours. That there's been times that you have desired to really step out, and God has put a burden upon your heart that you might leave this wickedness of this world behind and begin to serve and worship God and love Him. And then you look around, and here are some people. They're half-hearted Christians, could we say. They're just half-hearted in their service. They look like the world. They talk like the world. They act like the world. And then we look around at them and say, well, what are we going to do now? We don't have anybody to step forward for us. We don't have anybody to be an example to us. And so there are those people. When they begin to take the advice of the ungodly, they stand in the way of other people reaching out. Listen, one thing that we need to be very careful of, and that is us being a stumbling block to those people that are around us. May it be so that God would so deal in our lives, my life and in your life, that we would see our service to God as very, very real, that God might be real in our hearts, and that we might not be a mockery or cause confusion at all. And so the Bible said, here are these things. Then notice the last thing. The Bible said here that the last step to destruction is that they simply sit in the seat of the scornful. And now here is a person who's taken all the advice from the ungodly they can hold, and that has stopped all of their forward progression. And now we see they're not progressing at all. They're dead on their feet, so to speak. They're there sitting in the seat of the scornful. They're looking down their long noses at anybody that wants to do anything that's right. There is another verse of Scripture that jumps out to me. I mean, it jumps out, jumps right off the page. And this is talking about a man of God, a man who is saved. In the book of Genesis, chapter 19, the Bible said in verse 1, "And there came two angels to Sodom at eve, And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. The Bible says in Psalms 1, verse 1, that these who are walking toward destruction, they take the advice of the ungodly. They stand in the way of sinners. And finally, they sit in the seat of the scornful. And here is Lot in Genesis chapter 19, verse 1, who is sitting in the very gate of Sodom. A wicked city indeed. There are those people today who no doubt are saved. Lot was a saved man. The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7 and 8 that Lot was a righteous man. And there are those people today who are no doubt saved. But because they have not studied the Word of God, they have not leaned upon God, they have not yielded themselves to the Word of God and tried to obey God and serve God, they become like Lot, who's taken the wrong advice. They stop all forward progression for God and finally wind up sitting, looking down their long noses at anyone that tries to do right, mocking them, making fun of them, even as Lot did. Well, someone would say, what advice did Lot get that led him astray? If you would, go back in the book of Genesis and chapter 13, and you'll find here that Lot took some bad advice. It was not from Abraham, but Lot took his own advice. You see, Lot and Abraham were together. They had much wealth. But there came a day when they must be separated because their herdmen began to complain one to another. And the Bible said in Genesis chapter 13, verse 10, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Lot did not pray. Lot did not seek the counsel of Abraham about what to do. Lot did not seek the counsel of God in what to do. Lot, the Bible says, Lot chose him, the well-watered plains of Jordan. He looked up and said, this is the best for me. Think of this. Lot, sitting in the seat of the scornful, led his family, his wife and children, into the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, where there they lived. And Lot lost his entire family because he did not serve God. The two angels in the book of Genesis chapter 19 come to get Lot and his family. But most of his family won't leave. His daughters who had married husbands stayed and died. The angels drug Lot's wife and his two daughters out of the city. But Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Later we'll find that Lot moved into the mountains with his two daughters and there committed incest with them. Lot, following his own counsel, lost it all. There's family after family after family after family in this world today that's done exactly the same thing. They follow their desires. They've not obeyed the Lord. They've not sought the counsel of the Lord, thereby losing everything. And generation after generation after generation will go by. And if people don't turn back to the Lord Jesus Christ, looking into His Word for help and hope, then the truth is that those people will be forever lost. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. We didn't get quite finished. The Lord willing, we'll take up with the continuation of this study next Sunday morning. In the meantime, come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for the continuation of this radio program. Thank you now for listening.